Fantasy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, did anything interesting happen
in the couple days I was... next time you go out of town, I'll make sure I listen the whole day because something's going to happen.
There's a doings a transpiring.
Hello, right. Baby.
Everything that's right.
Calm down now, or are we still up on edge?
I think that probably answers your question if we both have the same response like that.
I think the point is it's a bye week, and so I would expect that it continues until the Cowboys get back out on the field. That things are we're gonna have lots of questions about what's going on,
or maybe until they win a game.
It'd be nice to have that happen against the Niners.
That's right. Absolutely.
One of the key factors, Mickey, to winning a game is tackling. And I was kind of curious on what Al Harris's thoughts were on how things are going in that secondary.
Well, his answer to it was tackling is a team thing. It's not just an individual person. And I think I can't remember if he said it or Zim said it. We just got to get more guys to the ball. It's not just one individual. It's a team thing. And I heard you guys talking about it earlier. And if you go to a high school game, that's where the tackling part starts. Problem starts.
I could see that.
I've seen more.
Not for Duncanville.
Some of the good teams know how to tackle, right? And they'll lay some wood. But I see some other teams, and it's all – it reminded me of going to see my nephew play in junior high, and it was all arm tackling, right? No one's going to use the shoulder pads. And then I started seeing it sprout up in high school. And if you watch enough college, a lot of times it's a lot of hand and arm tackling instead of, you know, learning to tackle from the beginning. So I think it's a digression as you go on and on and on, and then it gets into the NFL that – you just never learn to tackle the way you're supposed to tackle. It's got to be better, though.
Did you talk to your nephew about the flaws in his tackling?
Yes, I told him. Okay. They gave you shoulder pads. Use them.
Okay, good. I just needed to know that, like, you're like, I love you, but...
you got
to
be better at this.
Yeah, there are still flaws in your game.
I'll tell you what the solution could be. Go find the Brian Cox shoulder pads and make them all wear those, and then they'll
put a collar on the back of your
neck.
They'll
have the big shoulder pads to use. Maybe our shoulder pads are too small.
Well, everybody tries to wear the smallest ones they can, Mike.
I know. Those defensive tackles, they still look weird to me that they look like they're wearing kickers' shoulder pads, but I get it.
I remember the first NFL game I saw, and Dick Butkus was playing for the Bears, and I think it was – maybe Joe Schmidt, a middle linebacker for the Detroit Lions. And I thought they were the biggest things I've ever seen in my life because they would wear these big, they're big to start, right? And then these shoulder pads were just gigantic. And it was like, oh my, they look like that, the character on the Fox pregame show, you know? You know, and that's what that reminds me of, what those guys looked at when I was a kid.
I don't know if you were there at this moment, but I know Al Harris was talking some yesterday, and obviously tackling came up. Is it? I wanted to ask, like, is it just poor technique? Is it run fits, footwork, or is it just logical to say it's probably a combination of all of those things?
Yeah, everything, right? And then you could add want to.
Oh,
yeah, but don't desire. You think?
Oh, no, yeah. I
you know it's technique for sure. You know, and it's got to be a team thing, but you also got to want to do it. You know, you can't make business decisions out there. And so, but look, they had more problems than just tackling, right?
Sure.
They had problems being in the right spot to tackle. They had problems not getting pushed off the line of scrimmage. So the linebackers can make tackles instead of having to deal with offensive linemen coming off and picking them off. So, there's a lot of things. And you'd like to say, well, we got 2 weeks to fix it. No, you got 1 week to fix because they're off all week. It's the bye.
Yeah, it is time to work on that for sure.
Should I, Corey, since you said that, and Mick, based on what you just said, I didn't read up before I asked this question. I apologize. I'm assuming, though, that would be against the collective bargaining agreement.
Well, yeah, no, that is the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay.
You've got to give these guys, I think, 4 or 5 straight days off. So You can get back at it on Monday. And by the way, if you practice actual tackling in practice, to probably the NFLPA and come in and say, no, you're too much contact in practice. Oh, can't be doing that.
Yeah, it's,
so
I mean,
you can
it's
practice
tough.
The technique and getting in the right spot. But a lot of times missed tackles are not because you're not willing. You're just not there and you're grasping, right? It's like, oh, I got beat. Now I got to try to grasp and bring a guy down when I wasn't in position to make the tackle. Same thing what I've told you guys about penalties. You know, generally penalties come because you're getting your ass beat and you're just hanging on for dear life. Especially
holding penalties. Yeah.
Or false starts because you're afraid that Micah Parsons across the line from you. And you're going, okay, I got to get going here as soon as I can because he's so fast. And then you false start.
Now, Corey, would you agree with this? And then, Mickey, obviously, I want your thoughts as well, that if you're going to commit a penalty, at least make sure you end up winning the play.
Absolutely.
Now, I know it's not going to count for anything, but I always think it's particularly discouraging when an offensive lineman gets called for holding and still gave up the sack or the quarterback hit or whatever the case
no,
might be.
No, you're exactly I think we saw one or two of those on Sunday, right?
Yes.
You got called for holding, but you didn't hold well enough. You know, it's like, if you're going to hold, get your money's worth.
Yeah, just hold.
Yeah.
If you're going to be offsides.
Or if you're going to commit,
I agree.
Pass interference, you know, make it good. Don't let the guy get a chance to catch it, right? Make it good, like the guy did on Turpin, jump on his back.
Yeah. Yes,
and that's what stinks so much. Whenever like a quarterback gets tapped, and they're like, "Yeah, we got to throw a flag," and you're like, "Man, you should have made that one hurt a little bit, I guess, because that wasn't really worth it." Sometimes,
you just want to drive him out of the game because I know I'm going to get penalized anyway.
That's what it sounds like he just said. That is what it sounds like he just said.
Now, I know I saw this because we sent you over to the Zimmer press conference shortly after our segment yesterday. And I heard him say that he felt like he panicked a little bit. And that was later in
the
show.
He said he was, you know, saw some things happen early. And he changed some things up, and he said, I should have been more patient. And he did use the word panic. And you know, whatever he changed to, I don't know how much that helped. But they got out of what they wanted to do early because something happened in the game, a play or two, and then they tried to change it. I think they were trying to change kind of their coverage scheme. Like they, you know, were going to make sure that that they were playing what they call a cloud cover, where you got, you know, you kind of make a semi-circle cloud so you don't get beat deep. And then when they were getting run on, it's like, okay, well, now we got to do this to stop the run. And then they get you with a, what, double reverse,
yeah,
whatever you want to call that play. 52-yard touchdown.
Yeah, that thing, I mean, Hooker got really caught up, but I can't blame him. You know,
as soon as it started developing, before he even threw the pass, I was like, well, there's no way we have this covered.
Yeah, well, you know, and when you're not stopping the run, and then they got an end around going, and then they, you know, and then they get it to the running back, and then he pitches back to the quarterback, it's like, yeah, something bad's getting ready to happen, and sure did, because they bid on the runs.
That's something that they saw, obviously, as they were going through that. Now, I know McCarthy also threw out the he gave them like a 10 questions to ask themselves.
Yeah, he didn't give us the questions.
Okay, all right.
But I thought that was one of his better Monday quotes, when he was talking about all that stuff, the questions and, you know, things you got to take care of. I thought, because usually on Monday he's I don't know if it's the emotional hangover from the game, good or bad, but I thought he was pretty direct on how he answered, especially that question, giving us a little bit more insight about the questions that, you know, he posed to the team to let them contemplate, because at least they can think about questions. They can't go out and fix them because there's rules in the CBA.
Yeah. Man, I'm really fascinated by that. Mickey
hates the rules. He's always been a rule hater. I like it.
I think there's probably a lot of people who don't have to go through the practices like me that also dislike those rules. But I'm really fascinated by the idea of how much can you improve strictly by like envisioning it or thinking about it,
not
or
having
like
reps.
Exactly, and not actually doing the reps. I'm really fascinated by that concept.
Yeah, and I think you can. I think you. I mean, you guys have played stuff, right?
Yeah.
And before you go out and play, don't you start kind of going through your mind of, okay, this is how I'm going to do this, and when this comes up, this is what I'm going to do, and you know, you just kind of visualize things, and so yeah, I think it does help. You know, it's like, well, I'll give you an example of playing tennis, and you know, before you go out there, you're sitting there going, okay. This is how I got to toss the ball, and I got to be patient, and this is how I'm going to hit my serve, right? And not try to get out of whack. And, you know, and I'm sure these guys do the same thing of thinking about, well, this is my route, and this is where I got to hit this foot and make my break right here. But I don't know that you're going to sit there the whole time on vacation and, you know, kind of go over that, but I think it crosses your mind. And if they bring it up, it you know, it's like, okay, well, the coach said, and maybe they do think about it. But at least they can do that, because you can't go out and practice. God forbid if we get too physical.
Man, I feel like...
I'm telling you, man.
I don't know. Maybe it's tomorrow. Maybe it's another day. I think we need a Mick Rants against the collective bargaining agreement on here.
Oh, there's a lot there that's to, you know, that they gave up stuff to make it easier on them, and the quality of play in the NFL is not near what it was 20 years ago. And I'm not trying to be old man, get off the yard or whatever, lawn. It's just, I think it shows up in the quality of play, because they don't play football to get ready to play football. And that seems counterproductive.
Outstanding stuff, man. Really appreciate it. We will catch up with again tomorrow, right?
All right. Good questions.
Yeah. We did it. Good. We did it.
Did it.
I there love you go.
That's awesome.